Brixton Rock by Alex Wheatle. Alex Wheatle was born in 1963 and raised in South London. His parents were both Jamaican. After leaving school at the age of 16, he became an apprentice carpenter. A serious bout of pneumonia in 1982 prompted him to leave the building sites and take up indoor work in an engineering trade. He started writing by sending encouraging letters to friends who found themselves in prison in the early 1980s. Now a familiar figure on the Brixton poetry circuit, Brixton Rock is his first novel. Alex Wheatle currently resides in Clapham with his wife, Beverly, and their three children. This novel is dedicated to Beverly with all my love. Prologue. Solitary. Early December, 1979. Brenton Brown looked around at the cell walls. They were covered in a dank grime that seemed to ooze from between the cracks in the grey breeze block. A vile smell hung in the chilly air, and Brenton guessed at but could not look upon its source, an upturned plastic bucket, working on the assumption that if he did so, he might never shit again. Wearily, he went over and peered through the tiny hatch-like window in the cell door to see if he could detect any signs of movement. But there was nothing, except for a deserted passage. Brenton flicked his eyes up at a small, misted window set high in the opposite wall. This was where all those bastards in the home said I'd end up, he recalled with a defiant grin. And he now admitted they were right. Just below the window, he could see where a pissed-off inmate had etched his feelings in biro. He read out the writing on the wall laboriously. We, the oppressed...